referred to in the Ritzvah and Yavamis, and in the footnote he makes a reference to it, and he just very obliquely, and but that's going to be, so that I have the copies already on my desk now, and believe that you should have that with the Ramah Kamas tomorrow. Okay, so today was our final day of working up to that and analyzing the sugyas before we get to that actual Ritzvah. I have a list here of people coming for Shabbos. Before I begin, thank you very much for your interest, and I hope that everyone have a good time. If there are any changes, you'll let Dovi know. Mitzvah. Okay. So today's topic, as I said, is primarily the Ritzvah in the Masechta Yevamos. If anyone has it, it's great. If you don't, I'll be using it as my primary source for today. Let's start from the very beginning. The Ritzvah and Afnun. Let's open the Gemara. Since you all have Gemaras, and all have Ritzvahs, it's paid to open the Gemaras, so you'll be able to follow you a little bit. How's that? Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara here is discussing the question of Eishes Yisrael, Shenensav Apishu B'teras Lebala Psula Lekuna. And the Gemara is discussing the question a little bit later on of the various opinions within Rabbah, Tugir Sos, the first Lashon in Rabbah. We have Asas Rabbah, should be Rabbah. Eishes Koyen Shenensav Bala Lokal Mishim Zona, Zona Mishim Tumalo, Apishim Zona, Mosiv Rav Zeira. What's the kasha? Lav abor michal asay asay. No malchus. What time is malchus for? Malchus is a lav. Don't. Right. Whenever there's an implication, there's no malchus. That's the problem. Okay. So in this discussion on that issue, there's a problem which the Ritzvah which the footnote 297 raises from the following. And this is another Ritzvah. A Ritzvah on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. And I will read you what the Ritzvah says over there on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Pirish. Midrabbanan she'asa'ua kizinsa baratzon la'osra la'balu la'boel u'lemandam aliyel da'filu ba'ones ha'vizona koshken techashvinen la'zona gemura min ha'torah. This is the Ritva's expression on the Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. What is conveyed over here? You get an impression that even though she's not a Zona, and there's no Malchus, Min HaTorah, there may be an Isser of what? Of Truma. I'll read it to you again. Another line from that same source, the Tzadi Aleph. V'anochon de betruma d'oraisa pshita d'asura b'achila v'afilim d'oraisa v'yafagav d'anusihi v'ikam andiyoma d'ba'onis lo havizona mikomakom v'nyin psul l'truma kol shenivala l'posala v'afilim b'onis nivsal min ha'truma. So there seems to be a conflicting inferences on this very issue. We know this issue. If somebody's not a Zona, does that mean they're in the free and clear? Or no, they could be not a Zona, and at the same time, have an Iser D'oraisa. Okay? As a matter of fact, if you look there, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, I'm just going to give you not the whole thing, because it's a little further than where I want to go, but it's a little bit of a quotation. Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, there is a citation which I just read to you. And the fear in the footnote says the Ritzvah took this in the Ramban and the Rashba. Nifsla the Truma Midoraisa. Okay? Nifsla Truma Midoraisa. And here he's saying, why? What's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Zar, right? Kisi Elish Zar. He bis Truma Sakadoshim Lo Sochel. What's the difference? If it's Ones or Rotzo. The guy's an Ishzar. They're no business being together. Even though he forced himself on her, it's still a reality that this happened. So therefore, with respect to Truma, she's going to be Asura Midaraisa. As far as the Issa Zona is concerned, even though we pointed out that Zona is not a Zona, but still that has to, according to this interpretation, if it's an Ones, there would not be the status of Zona conferred, and Afal Pikein, there would be a prohibition with respect to Truma. This is how we're starting. Now we take it a step further. Coming back over here to the Ritva on the government base, I'm giving you another citation. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. He quotes an amazing shita. Listen to this. The Gira says probably Yesh Omrin. Dafilu Lishnakama. What did Lishnakama say? Let's read it again together. Everyone look inside with me together. Omar Rabba with a small aleph is a Rava. Eishes Koyin Shenensa Bala Lokal Emishim Zona. So Onas creates a Shem Zona by an Eishes Ish. Yesh Omrin. The Lo Omru Shem Onas Havizona Ela Benev Elas Tachas Bala Mishim Chumra Yesh Ish. Of the bias poslos, excuse me, of the bias psulos the alma shenivla beones lo chashiva zona pille ploy mamish, the exact opposite of the top tosis. The top tosis said that the whole any possible suggestion that she's not a zona is limited to eshes ish, because it's a pasuk vilon is pasa, right? So we have certain leniencies with the conversation ish in the case of ones. And that leniency, which applies to a Yisrael, spreads to a Kohen. That's our whole discussion of the link between the Yisrael to the husband and the Yisrael to a Kohen. But some other bum is does a BS psul, a chayv increases, chayv alavin. Who cares, onus, not onus? So today, Yish Zahar or Eimon Amos or Gerishin, it's irrelevant. That's what Tosfos says. That's what I would have said. And this Yeshom says exactly the reverse. That the only time there's going to be an Yisrael, but onus, is Dafka. By Eishes Ish. But when it comes to the other Isur, and he throws in a kicker, Rabosai, yesterday, on Samach Alf Medbez, we saw the last Shita, the most Machmedic Shita, what was that? Who remembers? Omer Rabolos, and Erbolo, what Rabolos say? Afilu what? Pony and Pnuya. Vikoshkein, Beponi Abola Pnuya, Alibad Rabolosar, the what? Shaaso Zona. What does that mean? Yes, Zona. No, Zona. Not a Zona. Only Eishes Ish. Not even a Chayv Krisis. And Kavachomer, not Ponim Pnuya. For sure that I saw Zona. For sure that I saw Zona. Oh. Says the footnote, I'm reading again, just citing it, not reading the whole thing inside. The Lashon of the Ritva seems to indicate in his. Let me just go a little bit further before I get to footnotes. Read it. So then the proper text, at footnote 312, is the proper text should be that this Yesh Omrim is wrong. It's incorrect. I should say Yosinira, the other rabbi, the other way around, Akosis. Nira de Baalma Fila Baones, his owner. How do you know? What's a shvuya mean? Who knows what a shvuya means? Kulan ksubis. A whole parak about shvuya in the second parak. Even the first little bit. Yes.
Captured.
And if she's captured, then who knows? Maybe some goy was mezana with her. Even the onus. So every shvuya is considered as suru the koyim. Rabbi said this caused a whole tumult a few years ago. Those who were up to the scene, what's going on? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Rabbi said this is a story for the books. There was a certain situation in a town, without identifying it, let's just say that it's a town that some very distinguished members of Ashir are from, and it's and some people, as a matter of fact, in the catty corner, are from the same distinguished, but not saying where it is exactly. Now, in this town, there was a situation not long ago where an individual wanted to marry a woman that a Kohen was not permitted to marry. So the answer is you can't marry each other. That's it. Finish alone. Well, there's a new style in America. And that's why we're spending a lot of time in the sugya. One of two ways. Either let's say the woman's a grusha. Let's say she's a grusha, a divorced woman. Pasuk mefurash and chumash. A Kohen cannot marry a grusha. Right? No one argues with that. There's only two ways out of this problem. The grusha is not a grusha, or the Kohen is not a Kohen. You say, what's this, alchemy? How do you make a grusha into a non-grusha and a Kohen into a non-Kohen? No problemo. We have ways of doing either of those tricks. You have a big bag of tricks. How do you make the grusha into a non-grusha? Simple. Kiddush etos. We spent weeks on this topic. Liz, I'm not coming back to there again. We spent a lot of time on that, and I can't go back. Apparently, in this case, that trick failed. Next trick, and final desperate trick. Make the Kohen into a non-Kohen. How can the Kohen be a non-Kohen? His father's a Kohen, grandfather's a Kohen. What do you mean? How do you make him into a non-Kohen? The way you make a Kohen into a non-Kohen, very simple. You say that one of the women in there is a woman who's not permitted to marry a Kohen. And if that's the case, Rabbi Sai, the next generation who thinks he's a Kohen, well, maybe we call him a Kohen, is not really a Kohen. But where are they going to pull us out? Where? What basis? What basis? What? Everyone's frum. What? If someone is not frum, then they have two tricks. Rav Moshe Tshuva, who said, we spoke about it a little bit. Who says he's a Kohen? Who says he heard it from a non-frum relative? Doesn't really mean it. That's one way. Or, as the years go on increasingly so, if the family wasn't from, that means the woman wasn't from. If the woman wasn't from, so then, unfortunately, she by the time the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it gets getting worse rolled around, when she was in college and in a dorm for 4 years, she's probably not allowed to marry a Kohen. And I had that case, mamish, I had that case, not that long ago. I think I told you about the story. We were doing a gear, and as we were about to leave, I'm actually standing up. Someone's like, "Are you a Kohen?" Everything stopped in his tracks. Apparently, the person, his father was a Kohen, but he says, "I'm not a Kohen because my mother wasn't from growing up." I said, "Where did she grow up? Where was she? What?" I had a terribly embarrassing responsibility, having to call this woman and have to extract out of her an admission of, we'll call it in our language, a wrongdoing 40 years ago, who knows when, in some college campus somewhere in this holy country of ours, which is wholly promiscuous by this point. And as a result of that, we said he was a chalom. As we're going to see, this is not at all a pashut psak. We relied upon it in this case. We already start speaking about it already, just amongst ourselves. Who says that an isha shenivla l'goy is a zona? Some say, we just spoke about that. An isha shenivla l'goy, not a zona. There's a different psul. A psul, okay. What's the psul based on a pasuk? Mi shesh la'manas v'gerishin. Are we 100% sure that the children of that marriage are chalolim? Beishmuel says yes. I still want to see the smag. You have to remind me maybe tomorrow. But the gra is not so sure. And we shall see. So the answer is, and we were a bezna megayer. If this fell out of psak from an adam choshev, a rov, that he is a chalol, and as a result, that he's allowed to marry a giyor, that's not so much our headache. You follow what I'm saying? But Lamana Emes, not so pushit. Yes, sir?
You're allowed to believe her if she said it?
Oh. Here's the honest truth, allowed to believe her. Rabbi Yoshev is a tshuva, or allowed to believe her for keret. If you have a balas tshuva, who was 4 years at the university campus, and she allowed to say she was never nibble of a guy. Well.
If you don't ask her, you can assume according to that.
Well, I don't know what you have to assume. So I'm not going there. P.S. What happened was, there's none of the above. They pulled out a card, which is the, you pull out this card, you're it's like a nuclear bomb. The card they pulled out was, this fellow wants to now marry the Grusha. Listen carefully now. Listen carefully. The grandmother was a Holocaust survivor. As such, she has the status of a Shvuya. And a Shvuya may not marry a Kohen. As a result, this grandson is not a Kohen, and therefore he can marry the Grusha. And the wedding took place. The Rabbanim from that distinguished town didn't show up, despite the fact it was a very well-connected family in that particular town. And the Rebbe in that particular town, there's more than one, who is a Rosh Hashiva by us, very close to the family, said, sorry, I just can't come. And all the Rabbanim, it was the whole Vatehom Ha'ir. The whole city was in. Now, the reason why the Psak was wrong, you know, I was thinking to myself when I heard this, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, do you know how many hundreds and hundreds of Holocaust survivors are married to Kohanim? Just think about it in your series of acquaintances, if you have any acquaintances of that generation. I know. And in my shul, you know, any Kohen who survived the Holocaust, most of them married all the other survivors. They're chewous about it. In a it raised flags. And the most prevalent response was the Nazis, it was punishable by death to consort with a Jewish woman. Master race, you know the whole story. So therefore, they were Mekel and the Shail. Okay. Im Tim Salomar, that it have to be Machwe, Lu Yutsuya, I'm not saying Khalil to be Machwe, because so many people have been Mekel the Shail. The Shuiz didn't the Rabbana and Achshash. You wouldn't say it on a level of the rice, there's no Kedushas Kahuna. And he can go to a cemetery and marry a Grusha. Wild. Anyway, I'm sorry for venting a little bit, but it's still very much bothers me. The who gave the heter is another story. I don't want to speak ad hominem, but suffice it to say, it's not simple. Yes, sir.
Could you maybe say that type of Shvuy is kind of different because when you have so many of them together, meaning
that's what others said.
All over the place.
That's what others said. You're right. There are many attempts. I'll tell you one interesting story. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, way back when, I used to be in Bayit Vegan. And in Bayit Vegan was a very choshev Rav Min Hahar. That was his Hebraic name. He was the rabbi of the Migdal Shul in Bayit Vegan, which was the main shul at the time. He gave a shnayish here in the Sochot Shul Vestibul, where I davened the whole time with my grandfather, Shem Davin. And they told me afterwards, he was taken captive in 1948 in the Old City. And as were his daughters. One of his daughters wrote a book, famous book, Forever My Jerusalem. You read that book? Ah, meiridik a book. Meiridik. I read it when I was younger. Who read it? You saw it? It's beautiful. But it's all about they were taken captive in the Old City. I was told, well, it's not in the book, this part, that when she wanted to marry a Kohen, I think she married a Kohen, if I'm not mistaken, this one or one of his sisters, that her father had to give edus, that he was with his daughters the whole time, and they're absolutely kosher l'kohuna. And even though he's related, Eilechot, it's still credible. Yes. Comes to Shvishruya Ekilu. Yes, Shaw.
Isn't there a Mishnah which has the story of a Kohen married a woman, they were both taken captive, and the Rav says, I was with a couple of times, holding on their hand, and nevertheless, they're abundant.
Really?
No.
I don't think so. You'll show up, you'll let me know. Yeah.
Wouldn't there be some level for the Kohen, like, even though he's a Kohen, not a Kohen, Shal Yom Hashem, but he's a Yisrael, maybe because he's a Kohen, like, his whole life.
It's another good question. Someone's a Kohen his whole life, and all of a sudden, I'm not a Kohen. Someone, a different part of the world, where someone from that part of the room comes from. Man was a Kohen for how many years, decades, did Dirchas Kohen and Pidyon HaBen. He was, at one point, it had to do with my community as well. As a matter of fact, this person sent me a letter, saying that if I know anybody who had the Pidyon HaBen with him, I should tell him to do a Pidyon HaBen again.
No.
Yes. Yes. There's two boys, one duchens, one doesn't. The whole world's crazy. Crazy. But that's, one of the issues was, you can't make yourself into a non-Kohen if you served as a Kohen. It's a chazaka. I don't want to go into this. It's very painful, these cases. In any event, Rabbosai, you see from the institution of Shvuya, right? The institution of Shvuya, that someone who's an answer is a Surah the Kohen. There's nothing to talk about. Hapsula the Kahuna. And the Mishnah of Tinokas. Tinokas Shiyarda, right? That's what we saw, that your Mishnah of Ksubas Vidalim at Beis. Nansa. So that's for sure no good. The opposite of that Yesh Omer that he quoted earlier. For the Omer, well, the Beisha, Taras Baila, the Yash Ksheira, the Chais, the Leishas Kohen, the Baal Ashaya, the Lukuna, the Chain Pirshu Atoysis, the Tap Toysis. Only a unique leniency, according to some of one opinion in the Gemara, with respect to Eishas Ish, it's Tumas spreads to Zaino. We're not going into all the details. Comes in footnote 317. That says as follows. He says as follows. You see from this Ritva, that if she's not a Zona, she's Muteras Lakoin. That's what the Ritva said. It's Zona or bust. She's not a Zona, Muteras Lakoin. Against the Ramban. Right? Against the Ramban. Now, what about the Gemara, Samech Chesem at Beis, that we saw? She's a Surah LeTruma, she's a Surah LeKuna, Bekal V'Chomer. So perhaps the answer to this question is, again, I'm reading you a piece of a lengthy footnote, not the entire one, just a little bit of a piece. Hold on a second. Oh. Im onus lo havizona lo nifsa lekuhuna. It's all or nothing. And he quotes, this is in 317. He quotes himself, just want to look up later, in 315. That's what he quotes the Ritva and Avtzadi Aleph. And there seem to be conflicting inferences, as I said to you before. The other Ritva sounds like he's saying that Eishes Ish is Insa. If she's not a Zona, she's still a Surah LeTruma. What do you do, Rabbi Osai? I'll read you the Lashon of the footnote. What the Ritva seems to say, that for Truma, Asura Ba'ones, but Kahuna, not at all. It's against the Gemara. Kavachomer! Samachesim at base, a Kavachomer! Mamash a Kavachomer! So how can the Ritva go against the Mefurash Gemara? I just want to look this up, Rabosai. It's the first column of page Tuf. No, not if it's all one column. It's page Tov Tzadi Zayin. That's where the top half of that column in the footnote. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Gili Milsa. Gemalkus. And he explained, the Ritva gave the explanation I read it to you yesterday, before. Psul Etrumo Kedushas Kuna Chara Milsahu. And since the Ritva wrote Beferish and Tzadi Aleph, that even if your old Ones is not his owner, she's Pasul Mitruma. So then, she should be also the Kuna Midaraisa. So what's the Raya over here of the Ritva from the Mishnah Ksubas and Shvuya? That what? Nibala Pasala is Loka Mishim's owner. No! No! Say what? Say it's not included in Zona. But it's Pasul the Kahuna from the Kal V'Chomer from Grusha, since she's Pasul the Truma. So there's a very, he ends up with a Tzorich Iyun Gadol. Tzorich Iyun Gadol is a problem over here. And then he says as follows, after spending a long time, U'b'chidushai harachti b'yishuv das Rabbeinu. What's Chidushai? I don't know, maybe this is, I don't know what Chidushai is. What I suspect it is that if you know, if you ever saw the first volume of the Ritva, and the Yevamos, in the back he has a whole 100 pages of his Chedushim, which they printed in the back. This edition, this one, when the we weren't Zayach the Nos Chedushim. It just only has on the bottom of the Ritva. Maybe had he lived longer, I think he passed away before this was even printed. The story that I heard was, if I'm not mistaken, the very first printing, it says that's Sal already. Well, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say, one second. It doesn't say Zichron Leroch on the front cover. But if I'm not mistaken, there's no markings over here. The way I heard the story, and maybe I'm not sure if it's really true or not, it says the panel was printed the first time in 1992, so it would appear. I believe I was told, maybe it's printed in the beginning of the first edition, of the first volume of this, that he printed the first one, and then he finished this, and he called his brother. Is it brother Chashev, brother Mordechai Yaffin, who lives in Brooklyn? He say, Baruch Hashem, just finished the second volume of the Ritva. He was nifted the next day. That's the story that I heard. So maybe he knows Chidushim are somewhere lying around. I think the Rav Mir is his son, right? Rav Eitan Yaffin, anyone know that name? The Mir Yeshiva? No one knows him. No, any friends who learn by him? I think he's the son of this author, Rav Aaron Yaffin. Maybe he has his Chidushim. Okay, if you have any connections, get me, if you want, I want to see his Chidushim. Maybe there's a difference between an onus and a non-onus. Maybe the Kal V'Chomer is the Kal V'Chomer if you're discussing the severity of the Yisurim. But maybe he's of the opinion, at least at this point, that it comes to an onus is an exclusion of Yisuzon. Just it's an impossible for it to take effect. And maybe it would become actually mutter, according to one opinion. Again, I'm not answering what I don't have as Chedushim. Just bringing to the attention this particular problem. It is a problem. We mentioned before how we ended the shiur yesterday, Rebbe Osai, but an Ashes Kohen, let me read you again before I get to the main thing of today. This is all leading up to the main thing. I haven't got to the main thing yet. It's going slowly. The Ritva is beferish as follows. Yesh omen de kol hecha dika mishum tumma legabe baal tmeya gamke leboa. What's he saying? Ashes Kohen shenensa asur leboa. Before Sharitva. Footnote 301. The Chelkas Mechokek is Mesupik. And this then, he didn't have a Ritva. Simon Yud Alas of Kotten Yud. And the Beis Shmuel said in Gimel that she is a Surah Lebo'el. And guess what? He got it right. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes it from a Tosis and Daf Lamed Hei. It's a big Tosis that seems to be there. And there's a whole long footnote. Some disagree back and forth. Just bring it to your attention, because we're trying to cover this from all of its angles. Oh. Now, what do you see from this, Rebbe Osai? It seems to me that if we say that Eishes Kohen Shenenza is a surah leboel, normally Eishes Yisrael Shenenza, right? There's a whole discussion of this. Maybe if she's a muteras lebal, she's muteras leboel. Here, if he happens to be a Kohen, she's a surah leboel. The Boel's a Yisrael! Not a Kohen! What do you see from here? Again, the connection to the Yisur Tumah and a specific Yisur to Kohanim. Again, we see the same nuance, the same connection. I keep trying to hammer this home from so many other rayas. Oh. But now we come to the following issue. And I want to start by quoting, going off the Ritva for a minute. We can't spend a whole day on this. I want to quote you from the Stipula, the Kehilas Yaakov. Stipula, this is a classic sefer. This is the old edition. The new one I haven't found. It's a little easy to read, honestly. But in this old edition, it's Simon Lamed Gimel. Probably closer to Lamed Tes, something like that, in the newer edition. He discusses about this. He quotes Rabbi Chanan, who he spoke about. And he's bothered by Akasha. We know Rabbi Chanan said, again, let's analyze one more time. He starts off, Rabbi Osai, with the Rashi that we saw in Shir yesterday, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Let's start with it. Let's follow the stipler on his presentation. What did Rashi say? Mamzeres in the Sina, right? The end of the narrow lines. Oh, Bias Kosher, my Migrala. The guy is kosher. So if the guy is kosher, he's not going to create any psul for this particular woman. What do you see? Lamadim is a chidish gadol. That's only by a psul begavra haboel. Avoksha boel kosher v'hi psula eina posl v'biyaso afopishu bias aveira. That's what Rashi said, right? We before this time we saw this on our own. We figured this out on our own, right? Oh, fine. Psule kuhuna shiny. We're not discussing psule kuhuna. Discussing mam is not psule kuhuna. Why? It's not an ish zar. He quotes Rabbi Elchanan. You have to be a bowl, has to be a gavra posel the call. Fine. And Rabbi Elchanan pins this on a Rambam. A Rambam. What did the Rambam say? In Perek Tezvav, in Ilchus Isure Bir, Kol Chai Ve'Lavin. This is a Chiddush Niflun Rambam. It's a unique sheet of the Rambam. Rambam says as follows: for typical Chai Ve'Lavin, the only time it's you get Malchus is Kidei Shuboal. Amazing. That means if a man lives in a Mamzeres, vice versa, there's no Malchus unless they get married. Which they can, because it's Kedushin Tofs. So, says Rabbi Elchanan, wait a second. Some say, not only is there no Malkus, but there's not even Issa Daraisa, unless Kiddush Shabbat. The sole exception being, Amon Eliko and Go. It's before the Gemara and the Rambam. Ubababal Kiddush Eno Loke. And some say, it's not no Issa Daraisa. Nonetheless, Kol Chai Ve'Lavin Post and Ayisha Be'Bi Yosam. Look at that. Must be Kevin Shupasel, Posel Bibiyoso, even though it's no Avera Dorais. Again, I'm making one deflection. Not everyone agrees with that the Rambam holds. The Rambam is Beferish, not Loka. Not everyone agrees that not Loka means no Issa Dorais. We have cases where and these are the rights of the Malkus. We've had many such cases. But I think that Rabbi Elchanan is not wrong. I think that there are many, many who maintain that according to the Rambam, without She'ein lecha b'chol chai ve'lav in halacha beis. I don't know if you have it in the back. This is in Perek Tezvov in Hilchus Yisurei Bia. See if it's there. Hold on. I'd like to show you things. Yes, it's here. Baruch Hashem. Take a look. Page Yud Dalad in this print. Give a look. Page Yud Dalad in this print. And those of you who have the fancy gemaras that I have. Give a look, please. Okay? Kevin Shabolo Acha Kiddush and Lokin. Kiddush and Lobol and Aloka. Bobolo Kiddush and Aloka. Shemam Zeres. She'en Lachab. Oh, his drama is very coy. And look at Shemam Zeres. What might be the issue, Rabbi Osai? Come on. What were yesterday, Barichas? Boa below Kiddush, ain't a loka mishim mamzeres. Kadesha, very good. Rambam is very, very smart. Not mamzeres. Why not? She ain't a loka b'chol chai v'lava mishalok al-vila below Kiddushin el-koin godol al-monok moshiz boer. And according to many, now again, we said we had this tezvav, and Ilchas Yisrebiya, Halacha Beis. Take a quick look in the back. They usually tell you these things. What do you mean, Ein Aloka? Does Ein Aloka mean it's Asim B'Darabonon? Or Ein Aloka means that's Asim B'Daraisa without Malkus? Let's take a look. Yisru B'Natar Anat. Tells you to look at a bunch of places. A Shoshana Zamalka, Mishara Melech, a Beis Meir, a Minchas Chinuch, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so if you remind me tomorrow, we have a Minchas Chinuch, Reish Samach Vav, we'll look it up, okay? But it is assuming it's a Din D'Rabbanan, which is clearly a mainstream view, although it's not the exclusive view. So Rabbi Chanan says, so whenever a person lives with a woman without kiddushin, there's no beer deraisa. It must be. It depends upon each zar. So Rabbi Chanan, what's Rabbi Chanan say? It goes in both directions. The same way, if it's an ish zar, it can passel, even though there's no iser. So too, if he's not an ish zar, he cannot passel, even though there is an iser. That's Rabbi Chanan's pshat in the Rashi. So Yisrael is kosher l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim. Those are the mamzeres. So he's not a apostle. So he cannot passel of the kun of the truma. So says Rabbi Chanan pshat in this Rashi. Comes a stipula. And says as follows. What do you do with chayve krisis? A brother and a sister. The furish in the Gemara that she is puzzle. Yeah. If it's psule kuna, that's one thing. That's how we know that. But it's not psule kuna. It says as follows. The answer is, presumably, that I'm going to get the right place. Second. Now, before we get to that, I'm reading this type in order. Hadvara matmin. The first paragraph starts for Lamanu Chidush Gadol. Next, Hadvara matmin. What are you saying? Muteraso, she passes, pay passes of a beer. By Psule Kuna for sure. Cholo, according to the Rambam. But by Psule Kuhol? How can it be? Look in the Gemara in Yavamis. Kohen Psua Daka. Right? He passes an issue Israelis with Yosso, because she's not allowed to live with him. But Basgerim Eno Posel, if you hold Muteraslo, Kalgerim Loikri Kol, Lav Mishosu Koi, etc. What do you see? Even though the ball is Psule Kol, Psule Kol, Psule Kol, the other Bekal Hashem, but since he's Mutter to this woman, doesn't passel her. How can it be? Says the stipler, you have to give the following answer. It's like this. Hageder ukach to call isha asur lo linase mechshev ish zaretz lo uposlo, and therefore he passed even though be without kiddushin, since the kiddushin is also midaraisa. Suadaka begiores, she may marry him. He's now labeled as an ishzar. We're getting tricky over here. This is the next paragraph in the stipler. He says if you look on the Rambam. There is a source for this. I'm just going to read you a brief excerpt. Hold on one second. Quotes the Rambam over here in Perek Yud Ches. I'm sorry, what's your question? We'll take a question first.
In regards to the Yizhar, is that any man who's inherently not allowed to marry her always, or is it based on their situation?
Well, there is a Gemara which talks about Zaratz Lamei Kora. You may have seen that in the Makaras.
Okay.
That's it's interesting, Psua Daka. Some want to say it's not Zaras Lamei Kara because he wasn't born that way. Others say, since there can be a case of a Psua Daka who is born that way, and even though he wasn't, but the Shem Psua Daka can be Mei Kara. As opposed to something that happens through marriage, you can't be born married.
Right.
Okay. So let's leave it at that way. I don't want to go too far afield. I'm just trying to read what the disciple says. The problem is Rashi. Rashi says, that even if there's an Isser, Mamzeres Yisrael, doesn't passel. Not an Ishzar. Okay? Not an Ishzar. So the question is as follows. What do Psua Daka Koi? He's a Gavra Pogum. Passel the call. Zok the stamp of Chidish Nifla. Yes?
Was
an Isser Shavu Bakol?
Yeah. According to the Rambam, that's Isser Lav Shavu Bakol creates his own.
No, he has a different question. So why wouldn't the Psua Daka Pasel in the case of Bas Gerim? Hold on a second. Or take a look at the bottom and have Nun Zion. Look at Nun Zion. Nun Zion went out. We saw we were here before. He wants to know. Remember the shadow we had before? Where is it? Sua Daka Koin, Shanosa Basgerin, Mao Shechilena Betruma. What do you mean? He's an Ishzar. Of course you can't do Truma. He's an Ishzar. He says, and for those who have my edition, I'm starting the next page, page Samba Gimel. Only one column to go. Kun de Rashi Tarte Beinon. He needs to be a Gavra Apostle and B.S. Isser. And if one or the other, no psul. So let's go Chazer again. Over here in the case of Tsuadaka Nosa Basgerim, yes, he's a Gavra Apostle, no B.S. Isser. So therefore, maybe she's going to be Truma. By Mamzeres Li Yisrael, there's a B.S. Isser, but no Gavra Apostle. So maybe she's going to be Truma. You need both. This is what the Stipe was suggesting, because the Sheet is right. You need both. Ishzar and a Bia Tzura. Frank the Stipler, what do you do with Chayve Krisus? Chayve Krisus. On both sides. Everyone understands that Chayve Krisus, if a sister lives with a brother, 100% sure that she can no longer, that she's Pusul the Gamre. Oh, come on, that's for sure. Because she's Nivula to a Chayve Krisus. Right? So the question becomes, why is he an apostle? He's a great guy. He shouldn't be living with his sister, okay? But there's nothing wrong with him. As such, there's no shame psul, not a gavra apostle, the chora. Kol chai v'kri saying psul a kol klal. Arayas machmas kurva. Not a psul aguf. Says the stipler, I have to say, no. Gabe krovoso hu psul. So every brother with respect to the sister is a psul gavra. All right. But the biggest problem, of course, is Eishas Ish. Here the jig is up. Eishas Ish is Inso, who's psul of the truma, a mefurish a mishner, Abosai. A mefurish a mishner, he quotes it from in the first peg and sota. Hosom, kol siva so yisru machmas lasa didor. It's her fault because she's married to somebody else. Not him. So gavalt. Why is it exactly the same as Mamzeres? Mamzeres, there's no psul according to Rashi. It's not because of him, it's because of her. Here too. And with me so far? Why is the difference between an Eishas Ish and a Mamzeres? Zok the Stipler. I'm just reading it with the final paragraph. It's not Shver. Because Rashi learns on Samech Esamid Beis. Chayve Krisus apostle of Biyoso, not because of Ishzar. No. Almana Vigrusha, Almana Vigarishin. Mish Yesh Almana Gerishin, Rabosai. To the exclusion of whom? To the exclusion of whom? Chayve Krisus. If you take a look at the Rashi, the very bottom of Samaches Omid Beis. Right? Chayve Krisus, Kisiyah Merachmona, Chayve is Lovene Havaya. So Rashi says, so that she's Pusul Truma. You know why? Because Kisiyah Managusha, Ein Lamana Tzvigereshin. This is Rashi's Shita. Fine. So therefore, you don't need an Ishzar. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. By Chayve Lav, which derived from Ishzar, has to be, it's his fault. But when it's Enu Amonis Segerishin, doesn't matter whose fault, his fault, her fault, it's irrelevant. So Mamzeres is Chayve Lav, no psul. Whereas Eishasish is Chayve Krisus, yes psul, Meiridik. His title is Mosik Midvash. He only wants to do problem with the Ramban. Ramban holds the Ezechel Mishnei Rosh. Why? Because Ramban at the beginning of our Perek, of Habol Yevimto, quotes Rashi, and he doesn't disagree on that point. It means he assumes that if Mamzeres Yisrael is not a problem. Why? Because he is not the problem. It's only her, and therefore she's Muteres, presumably the Kohen and the Truma. Fine. Yet The Ramban himself holds in the Hagdaf of Samech Esamid Beis. When it says over here, here's the Gemara. Take a look in Samech Esamid Beis. The Emo, when the Gemara discusses the possibility that Nivela L'Pasala is Chai Ve'Krisus. Right? Says the Ramban, how do you know that Chai Ve'Krisus is Pasal's Betruma? Because Ish Zar, it's a Kavachomer from Chai Ve'Lavin. Not like Rashi. Rashi said you can't learn from Ishzah because no Havaya. Can't get married. Ramban says no. Ramban says no. It's Ishzah as well. Nafkamina Malkus. Because Kisiyah Amonagusha is no lav. Kisiyah Ishzah, there is a lav. Freck the Halakha Stipler. And this is his last flourish. How can you derive Chayav Krisus, even Ashes Ish? Mikra de Ishzar. It's not his fault, it's her fault. He has a wild chiddush. Ula ena chinami. The Ashes Ish, lo nilmad ela mikra de almonas vigarishin, but not from Ishzar. Really? And lo mashma hochi midivir rambanzal, ayin shum. He quotes, he thinks the Ramban holds. I know, so look, show me the line of Muhammad, so it will be helpful. He says that the Chidushim, it sounds, I don't have it in front of me, on Samaches, that all Chai Ve'Krisus can be derived from Ishzar Mikavachom. You're saying that the Ramban of Muhammad says no. If it says no, then it solves the problem. He suggests it, it doesn't sound away from the Chidushim Samaches. If you have a line in the Ramban to show me Muhammad, I'll be very grateful.
Well, we quote yesterday, but now by Netzah, by the case of.
That's about Nansa. Only by Nansa, maybe. Maybe not the same. He's suggesting, again, based on Chidush and Samaches, I don't have it in front of me, that the Ramban sounds like it's very much that it would be Lish Zar even with respect to HSH. And your Ramban cannot disprove that because it's talking about Nansa.
Right, okay. It's the same relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same Zara. So.
Mm-hmm. But it still could be a difference. We pointed out Nensa is different. The whole Ramban is discussing the issue whether Nensa is different. Oh. So this is how the stipler comes to an end. Okay. Just wanted to share that with you. I want to discuss, Rabosai, a line in the Ritva. Okay, that's our little intermission. We went to the stipler. Now Act 2, back to the Ritva. The Ritva had threw in a kol shekein. That it says as follows: Kol shekein the pone abol apnuya al riba the Rabbi Lazar, right? Certainly that the onus lo aso zona. It's a kol shekein. In other words, Rabbi Osai, this man the Omar, who said that the only time is a zona by Eishes Ish and not by Shara, right? It's the opposite of our Tosfos and the opposite of the Ritva's conclusion. Would say, Madoch, when it comes to onus, there's no din of zona. With respect to, who knows, Chai Ve'Krisus, Chai Ve'Lavin, as the case may be, Kavachomer by Pony and Pnuya. I can understand that Kavachomer. Pony and Pnuya, the wrong with the person, it's the Aveira Shabo. And if it's against her will, she didn't commit any Aveira. You follow me, I'm also, you get the nuance. Another man, who was at Surala. So we can discuss whether she becomes a Zona if it wasn't her fault, she was Nensa. But when it comes to Ponui, we can even marry her. So there's nothing wrong with him. Just he forces himself upon her. Why should she become Pasul? Kol Shekhen not. So at the Ritva over here, again, it's all according to the Yesh Omrim, that he's quoting originally, who say that the only time we ask a Zona, Be'ones, is Ashes Ish, Chumad Ashes Ish, but not Meshav Bias Asuras. So certainly you wouldn't apply it to a case of a Pony and a Penuya. Why? It's not even a Pasala. Must be Yisur Bia. As the Magad Mishnah we spoke about yesterday, that where did this come from? According to the Rabbi Lazar, it's a Kadesha. Obviously, you can't call her a Kadesha if the man's Ma'aniser. What are you going to say? A man's Ma'aniser woman and she's a Kadesha? Chas v'chalila! Isha Tahoru Kedosha, not Kedesha. Litvak, they Kadosh, they pronounce Kadesh. But she's a holy woman. She was violated by some bum. Can't call her a Kadesh, it's out of the question. This is how he explains over here, if you want to look it up, in footnote 311. Very nice Yisot. Very nice Yisot. As a matter of fact, the Magen Mishnah says in Perek Aleph, Nichos Isha Halacha Dalet, where did the Rambam get it from? That Poli Abol Apnuya Suri Kadesh? From here. From Rabbi Loza Shita. We know we don't pass like him in Hilchos Kayin, but you see from Rabbi Loza, there must be an answer. If there wouldn't be an answer, how could Poli Abol Apnuya make a Zona? They were allowed to marry each other, and there's no Isser. Nuts. Must be an Isser. We hold that the Paskin is an Isser without becoming a Zona Lekoyim. But you see, there's an Isser. The other Rishonim will say, sorry, Magen Mishnah. Sorry, Rambam. No. B'zeh gufa nechleku. According to Rabbi Elazar, upon him, on the Pnuya, it's a Zona, because it's an Isser Kadesha. According to the other five Tanoim, it's not a Zona, because there's no Isser Kadesha. That b'zeh gufa pligi. That's what everyone else is going to say against the Magen Mishnah. Okay, I'm just, you know, going into that particular issue. Now, let's go a little further. Fine. The problem, Rabosai, with all this is a Gemara. A Mefurish Gemara, this is the footnote quotes. Take a look, Rabosai, Nun Tesam and Aleph, towards the bottom. Show a small excerpt. Nun Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk, six lines up. Below Sia Leisha. Where's that Pasuk say? Where's the Pasuk found? Where does it say? Os Dalet. V'nosan o'isha shokhevim yimol la'vi anaro chamishim kosef v'lo siya li'isha tachas asher ino. What do we mean ino? What do we call that in our language? Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yomav. Onus. Right? Onus. He forced himself upon her. So what this whole sugya is talking about the case of an onus. Everyone with me so far? Fine. Says the Gemara in this context, Rebbe Osai anaf nun tesamid beis. What does it say? What does it say? Ira Balazar, my Iri Mishim Ba'ula, Tepik Leh Dehaiva Lazona, Pone Abala Pnuya, Shalom Mishim, that saw Zona. Rebbeinu Shalelem, we're talking about onus. How can this Geshom in the Ritva say? The Pone Abala Pnuya, but onus is certainly not a Zona, the most mefurish enough, not in the Testament base, but you can become a Zona, Pone Abala Pnuya, even be onus. Everyone with me, see the kash is blatant, it's glaring in the face. There's a tremendous kash, mefurish and gemara against it. The answer is, it's a machlokus on afnu dolamid beis, Rav Sheshes against Rabba. This gemara goes according to one shita, and the ritva saying according to the other shita. That's how we're going to get out of these kashes. I'm just, if you want to look it up in footnote 311, you can. I'm not going into it right now. Bottom line, Rav Osai, is that the Ritva at the end of the day thinks that this Yesh Omrim is completely wrong. It's completely wrong. It's Kasha from Shvuya, from Nensa. Yeah. However, this Kasha is not such a great Kasha, as we mentioned before. The answer might be Shvuya and Nensa is also to a Kohen, but it's not an Isur of Zona. Who said so? The Ramban! We saw the Ramban of Melchamas yesterday. Right? That's your quoting. That's what we saw. Ramban says it's also midoraisa, but not a zona. The fact that the Ramban, that the Ritva can't believe it, indicates once again, it's either zona or nothing. It's either zona or nothing. Okay, whatever. So the Ritva says the other way around, like Tosfos, that some say anusa is permissible. Anusa is permissible. Why? Again, we said before, mutal yivdabala, mutal dakuna. As we spoke about it at some length. Oh. It's interesting. There is a Magen Mishnah, which we read yesterday, talks about this case of Eishes Dishes, and so why she may not be prohibited. Again, the Svara that we saw of Rabbi Chanan, we mentioned yesterday from Rabbi Chaim, it's not him, it's her. It's not him, it's her. So that Svara of the Stipler finds expression already in the Magen Mishnah and Perek Yilches Halacha Vav, as we mentioned yesterday. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we've spoken until now about various prohibitions to a Kohen. That's Chazar. Now it's talking Chazar. It's the Holy Torah, it says three things. Come on, it's Chazal. Grusha, Zona, Chalola. The Holy Torah. We've had three other possibilities so far. What are they? Psulos Mizera Beis Yisrael, Kiddushin Ayin Ches, the Raya, the first that we started with a week ago, the opening shiur was exactly a week ago. Then we have right over here, if you open the Samech Chesem and Beis, the two psukim which you can see in the Torah are HaSholim. One says, Kisiel Lishzar, comes from Truma, and one says, Kisiel Managrusha, Masugerishin. So we have a total of three. So it's three and three. It's beautiful symmetry. Beautiful symmetry, right? Three Mefurish, Grusha Zona Chalala, and three, not so Mefurish. Psulos Mizera Beis Yisrael, Kisiel Lishzar, Kisiel Managrusha. Is there a fourth? Is there a fourth Drushas Chazal that asks a woman to be with a Kohen, even though it's not necessarily derived from any of the above? Grusha Zona Chalala, or the three additional ones of Psulos Mizera Beis Yisrael, Kisiel Lishzar, Ki Siyal Mala Grusha. Anybody? Yeah.
The other pasuk in Yecheskel regarding the.
Very good. It's one possibility. I'm discussing a pasuk in Chumash, but it's not.
Kadesha.
But Kadesha, as we said, is also to any Israel. It's not a co-indicator Israel. Rabosai, the answer is found in the Rosh that I asked you to see in Siman Vav. Let's take a look. The Rosh in our parak in Siman Vav quotes a Gemara. Unfortunately, the Mepharshim don't tell you what a Gemara is, and we're not so clued into this Gemara, but it is a Gemara. Just because it's not an Amasechta doesn't mean we can be oblivious to it. The Rosh is right over here. The Rosh is discussing, Rabbi Osai and Siman Vav, who may not marry a Kohen. Who? So he goes through a whole series of cases. A whole series of cases. Oh. We'll start at the beginning of the very beginning of Siman Vav. He quotes a Mishnah. And then he quotes the Gemara. That Ashes Yisrael Shenensa Asura Lakuna. He tells you why. Shem the Tlasa Venitma Ksivi Bikra Besota. Says three times. Nitma. Three times. It's there. If you don't believe me, you can look it up. It's there. Three times the word Nitma is found. Three times. Okay. Vidarshinan. Where? Why did you tell me where it is? Why doesn't the beautiful new edition say where it is? Who knows where it is? You can guess which Masechta it's in. Sota. I guess that right away. But where? What daf? Okay. Chav Avamid Beis, Chav Chesem and Aleph. That's where it is. I was looking for a while. I couldn't find it. Chad Lebal, V'chad Leboel, V'chad Letruma. Says the Holy Rosh. You can see it later in Tosfos Lamed Hei. V'nitma kama da'ari b'bal koyav hilon espasa lo malach onas sharia l'bal avo v'nitma basra d'nafka lon minei isa truma l'kut d'kuna lo koy avihi lo nespasa keva nashcha ne'eshes koyim afil l'b'onas asura yata fil eshes sro en lon alachali b'in onas aratzan den yipsul kuhuna. Iu v'nitma disu boel, afal gav den ksiv ahiv lan posa. Yeah, yesh chiluk beinonis l'rotzon lo mistar b'lo osru l'boel k'shimuteres l'baal. So disu baal generates disu l'boel. If she's nensa, it's almost like a chote niska with a capital ches. If a man is mezana, what they call today consensually with an eshes ish a bum shabu bum shabu bums. As she's a surah labal, surah labal. The guy is a bum, shabba bum, shabba bum, shabba bums. He's worse than that. He's ma'anis and eshesish. Oh, then he can marry her later on. Doesn't ring well with us, but that's what he's saying over here. Because she's muteras labal, she's muteras labal. But Issa, kuhuna, and truma exists Nonetheless, keep this in mind. So this is now a fourth Drushas Chazal to Asa to a Kohen, or both say. We had Psulas Mizera Beis Yisrael. We had Kisiya Lishtar. We had Kisiya Monagusha. And now we have Vinitna three times. So they have no less than four different possible drushes to Asa a woman to a Kohen. Wow. Now, this is also found, Rabosai, in the Tosfos, just do a little Chazara, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Take a look. Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. So here, Abosai, is where I should have been able to find the Gemara I was looking for. Os Ches, in the Mesoros HaShas, the Mosafos, in the Os Vav of the Gemara, tells you finally, Sotech of Ches Amud Aleph. I had to go look it up from some other source to find it, because I didn't do my search well enough. And I had a Bucky B'Shas, unfortunately. So Sotech of Ches Amud Aleph is found in the Mesoros HaShas, on Toslam and Amud Aleph, which is basically the same as our Rosh. And he gives the same answer as our Rosh. Okay, so I want to give you always tricks how to find things. You gotta learn. You know, we're not Bikim and Shas. I guess you have your computer. You don't need that. Just press the button and search. People like me don't know how to work with computers. We have to learn how to use the Mesoros HaShas. It was his own computer before that computer. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabosa, just bring it to your attention. Now, we have to discuss two other matters. One is the intro again. You know what? I think, do me a favor. Go to my desk. On the desk, you'll see a whole bunch of those copies, Xerox copies of the Ritvon Kiddush. Bring it out. I think it's time. I was waiting for tomorrow. I said, no, let's bring it out now. This wait has gone on too long. I told you, I discovered this Ritva over the last Wednesday morning. It's not right that an entire week should go by without my sharing it with the Talmidim and keeping you in suspense for so long. Let's get to it. Okay, I was going to, I had this in mind to have a little more of a suspense, but it's wrong. For those who are learning Ritva and Yavamis, he does make a reference to it over here in the footnotes. Is that the Ritva in Kiddushin says such a thing in the name of the Ra'ah and rejected it, but I didn't pay attention. No, I learned this. I learned Yavam. I just didn't pay any attention to this little tiny footnote, and you can't find it. There it is. That's it. You give me one, and give everybody else one. Where did he call it? Oh, here it is. In Yavamis, Rabosai, it's in the Ritva Memhei Amud Aleph, footnote 14. Okay, he makes a reference to his Rebbe the Ra'ah, and he says that he rejects it, brings Raya Sfaket, and they're all backed out. That's all. Here's the gold mine that I discovered, and I found it, honestly, not from this footnote, which I should have given away to me. I found it quoted as a Shita Dechuya in the Otzer Aposker. They call it a Shita Dechuya. She which we cannot rely upon. This is what Mamish piqued my attention. He said exactly what I was trying to say. I was Megashish Ba'afela. I had suggested maybe it should depend upon Rabbi Kiva, and he says no. Okay, but you can't, thank you. You can't understand this without seeing the Gemara that we saw yesterday. That's the reason I saw it yesterday. That's Memhei. Memhei Amud Aleph. Memhei Amud Aleph is this Kal V'Chomer. What did Kal V'Chomer say? What did Kal V'Chomer say? Lad pogam lekuna mikav v'chomer. The last narrow line. Ma'amon. Ma'amon of the kohen gadol sheni sura shavu b'kol. B'na pogam zu shi sura shavu b'kol ain't a din she b'na pogam. So a goyel is with a Jewish woman. The kid is pogam. Now you may recall that later on in Memhamed Beis, the Gemara says that we paskin is kosher bein avlad kosher, and the word kosher in their mind means kosher legamri. Kosher legamri. How do you know it's kosher legamri? They bring a riot from the Gemara in Mehem and Aleph, famous Gemara. We saw a case, the Gemara says, go hide. Go hide. What do you mean, go hide? How can he hide if he's not kosher the Gamri? He's a cholol. That's what depends on whether the cholol goes to the son or only the daughter, but that we spoke about already a little while ago. I'm picking up the Ritva from the middle of a sentence. He says that the Ra'ah, his Rebbe, said, we pass in the halacha, Rabosai, that since we reject this din, that the Vlad is pogum the kuna, not only is the Vlad not pogum, but the woman is not pogum either. Exactly what I was looking for. Take a look at footnote 756. Muvua kan, ubi yosa la halacha, we'll see soon. L'dei azu, which is the Ra'ah, gam o isha atzma ksheira l'kuna b'biyas goy. I'm looking high and low for the shita. Found it. Hit pay dirt. Hit the gold mine. Okay? Let's take a look and read the Ritva a little bit more. Now that we saw it in the footnote, let's see in the actual text. Hikshesi lefon of Neru. What's Neru stand for? Natri Rachmanu Park, like Shlita. I asked the Ra'ah, my Rebbe. The Ra'ah is famous for his own iconoclastic shitas. He's famous. I asked him, Imkain Kula Masni. Another case. The Ra'ah only owned one set of dishes. I kid you not, you wouldn't eat in his house. He said, no problem, flesh is no problem, just ain't a binyoma, no problem. And Ritva writes, I argued with my Rebbe, I tried to convince him to buy a second set of dishes, and he refused. So here, he says he may have backed out. Well, I don't know if he really backed out, I'm just trying to make his Talmud happy. We'll see. Hikshesh in the fun of, Dimken kula masnissin de schmeizin de asyun lakuna bekule talmuda, bas yisroh shim nishpis mnei shadivel goy. Aliba dahani moral that terror, Aliba de Ilkhasa, Ain't Astro on the Kuna, the coin gone of Mishambula, Alconetti Muteris, who beat the Ksher of the Kuna, who put on Mikan Kosha Lavoda. How can it be that all the Mishnayas about Shuya are Shalok Alocha? The Yane Hamelech, the famous story, Sheiru Olav the Fisha Nishbase Imabu Modin, famous Gemara Mesach the Kiddushin, Fisha Hoya Aviv. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say there? Koyen Gadol. V'ipsula mishambu'ula. Right? Why? V'su kashali. From Ksubis, another kasha, which I'm not going into all the details. Etc. So, he says it's not real avoda. Ain't a pogel lekuna klal kach tiritz li neru. So you get there all deflected one of the kashas of the ritzvah. Then he goes into a bit of a digression, right? What do you say? Is the child good or no good? But then he comes to his punchline. Second line, column two, umestabali. Da filu man de machshel legamre. The Rambam, maybe the Rif, maybe the Rambam. Dafka bivlada, aval he gufa vaday kevin shenivla legoy nifsala lakuna. How do you know? Midi Rabbi Yochanan mishir Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi. Did we see that name, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi? Well, to take a look here in Menheim and Aleph, wide line three, mishir Rabbi Shimon. The Bach Aleph points out later on, it says mishir Rabbi Yishmael. Here's Rabbi Shimon. We all know. Stam Rabbi Shimon and Shas, Rabbi Shimon by Yochoi. Didn't just write the Zohar. He's quoted in Shas every page. Okay. Says footnote 763 is the most important footnote for explanation purposes. Hainu, the Ladas Ra'ah I Evshal Lechalek Ben Kashrusa Lekuna Ben Kashrus Avlad Diem Himis Chaleles Akochok Am Avlad Cholo. So Ika Shapra Kavachoma Me Amanu Lekom and Godel. Avala Deyazu Shapra Yesh Lechalek Ayan Peshmosim and Dalas of Cotton Dalit. He's saying that the Ra'ah held it's double or nothing. Mother and daughter go together. They're both kosher, they're both puzzle. Since we pass from the daughter is kosher, the mother is also kosher. And the Ritzvah says to it, Rebbe, B'mchila, you're 100% wrong. Even if the daughter is kosher, the mother is certainly pasul. That's what he says. The lahachi lo apik psul dida b'loshem chilul psul acher. Ela b'loshen sheish almanas v'gerishin v'am. L'meimah dehi gufa mifkema b'achi, b'en the truma b'en the yuchsin, aval eina psula gemura lipsol ha'ubar. Why? Look what his reason is. Amazing reason. The Rachmana afkere lezare. Who showed me this morning? The Rachmana Yitzchak. Then we go to the quotes. The Rachmana afkere lezare. V'hainu de pastin and shvuyah b'chol makom nekuna afil l'koin hedjot. V'chein chazar v'omar mori neru. He claims that the Rebbe backed out. They're always not the time to back out. Not the time. Okay. Chaz Rabbi Yomar. All right, you can say that way too. Fine. I take a look back in 756. See the foul. He says like this. He says the Shara Melech asks it's against the Gemara. Why? Because Rava Paskins here in our sugya with Ramas Memhei the Vlad is kosher, and Rava Bechoros Paskins at the Ishas Nifselis. The Marit Al-Ghazi in Bukhara says the same kash. He answers based on a change in the girsa. What's the girsa? It didn't have the girsa of Rava and Yavamis at all. Andaf Memhei at a different girsa. As a matter of fact, if you take a look here in Memhei and Aleph, we have the girsa over here. Went to Rav Yehuda, then it went to Rava. And if you look on the Ritva, the word Rava is not found. That's one way out. Another way out is if you look in certain places, the Girs in Bechoros is Rabba, not Rabba. So this Kasha is not going to be a stupid Kasha. He has a very critical Chiddush of Ramea Simcha. Look what it says. Uvichidush Ramea Simcha kosev l'chalet ben pnuyo leishis ish derak bepnuyo amur abenu do'isho enen nefselas avu Rabba mara hosne beishis ish. That's why I showed you have a nitma. So the nitma certainly applies if it's an eshesish shezinsa, then she certainly may not marry a kohen. But a pnuya shezinsa with a guy, according to the ra'ah, may marry a kohen. Unbelievable. Her man Simcha got out of the raya beautifully. Because the shell is David. Haven did Rabbeinu the Maya Beishasish Nami. Understood that that's of David al-Karlina, the God of Ador. I looked it up, it's true. The Ad David, Zintzheim, says even according to this day of the Ra'ah, she's Muteras Akobat Asura Betruma. May take care of some of the questions. I'm Beshelas David, Shom Sheherich, Bekushit Ardaz. So I look up the Herich. There's not a single slam dunk. The Siyam de Elisper Azeh and Soros with the En Yitzchak. The Tzorach Yilam Utschul Azeh. Across the Rabbein of the Hedjah, the Halon, they're all Chazerbo. They said, come on. If he was being polite to Chazerbo, you have to slug him up from the Gemara. You can't just rely on his Chazer. So Rabosai, let us analyze this a little bit further. I want to say two Chidushim Nifloim. On top of this ra'ah. Not my style at all. But, you know, I spent so much time in this, invested in this, you sold. What are we doing? If this sheet is correct, so if you know a Kohen who married a girl, and you know that girl was with a goyish boyfriend before they got married, so till now we thought the guy's an abal avera l'chol ha'deis. Now we're saying he's a bala avera l'rov ha'deis. There is at least a sheet of Dechuya, quote unquote, that said there's nothing wrong with marrying this girl. Go back to my old story with that Geirus case where we went to go the other way. If this sheet is correct, Rabosai, if sheet is correct, then the Geirus that we did was really not a good idea. Because we have a Kohen, a Ben Kohen, and a girl who, before she married her husband, lived with a guy, are having a child. According to this day of the Ra'ah, he's allowed to marry her, and presumably the child of the year might be a Kohen Kosher. Bottom line, I had the following two machshavas. I'll tell you one in increasing order of Chiddush. The first, We've had Rav Shimon already somewhere else this past week. The Shia is Mamash a week old. Where else was Rav Shimon's name mentioned? Here we have Rav Shimon on Mem Hei Amad Aleph. Ah, exactly. Giyores Pchusi Vaz Gimel Shami Yomecha, the quote of Shimon, is not a zonah. And according to many Rishonim, it's actually permissible to marry a Kohen. And we included the Ritva in that category of individuals like the Balamor, who said zonah or bust. Not like the Ramban and those others. Remember? I may have said it a few times. Could be a maiden l'shitasa. Reb Shimon holds, Reb Osai, Reb Shimon holds that when there is a bias iser of some sort, then likely there is considered to be a zone. That's why he says a Gyoris more than 3 years old is roy for a bias iser. That's when there's an isa zone. Less than 3 years old, with no impossibility of bias iser, there's no din of zone. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or the famous Rabbi Shimon, here on our daf. That's what we started off. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Samach Amud Beis. The fact that we asked her only after 3, because she's a Gioris and she's living in a Goyish neighborhood with Goyish men, it's clearly implied that a woman who lives with a Goyish man is going to be Asura Le Kohen. But according to the Rabbanon, who say that, no, Gioris doesn't do anything. Gioris is what? Gioris is even also, she's got age 1 day old. So maybe they would say that a bia of a goy would not necessarily passel to a Yisrael. Wow. That's an amazing possibility of a linkage to these two Rabbi Shimons. Yes, sir.
Maybe there's a support for that from Rashi and Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Explain why Gioris is a zona. According to Chachamim, he says, "Dinibal Abed Ofriyot Tehel Abed Kochavim." That she should have been a sister when she was not
very sure. No, good. Very good. I have two more things to say, and I want to get in today. One, a wild thought occurred to me. There's another option. A third option. Where's this Reb Shimon? We touched on it very briefly. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. You may recall that I tried to demonstrate yesterday, the day before yesterday. I read you a Ran who said that a Yisrael who lives with a Jewish girl lives with a Goyish man, midoraisa's mutter. Remember I showed it to you? It's a Tosis and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Tosis Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Take a look. I don't know if I showed it. I'll review it again. Tosis Tes Zayin Amud Beis. He asked the following question. What's wrong? He doesn't understand. What's the problem if a Jewish woman is living with a non-Jewish man? B.S. Hetu Midaraisa. At least Bitsina. With a small chafetz. Why only Bitsina? Nobody knows, Rav Osai. The Rochanes says, why should we vote even Mefares? We don't find this Bitsina Faresia if it's a Jewish man, a Jewish woman, and a non-Jewish man. But this is all based on the Gemara that's only Exerish of Bezin Shal Shem, a late Exer. Okay, so that's a Mefurish then. B.S. Hetu Midaraisa. Right? Bezin Shal Shem goes through, but the rise of B.S. Hetu. Mefarish. Here it is, right in front of your nose. Tosis Kosava towards the end. So then, wait a second. I just got through saying before, the Reb Shimon is maybe Lishitoso, that he holds that she's a Gioris, the problem of the age of 3, because she's living with non-Jewish men. But with non-Jewish men, it's not a problem whether she's Jewish, whether she's not Jewish. There's never a problem with a non-Jewish man. There's nothing wrong with a non-Jewish man for anybody. So I want to tell the following chiddush. And the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon comes in again, yet again. Moses says, Akum ve'ebra bo bas Yisrael, Vlad Kosher, Vlad Mamzer. Moses wants to know, what pasuk are you quoting? Hai b'shiva umos ksiv. Moses says, no. Ki yosil l'rabos kolam esirin. That los is chat and bom, and those psukim have to do with any nationality, not only the seven nations that lived in Eretz Canaan. Hanichal Rab Shimon the Darish Tamid the Kra. So Rab Shimon is the only Tana who maintained it's also for a Jewish woman to marry a non-Jewish man and vice versa. Also b'daraisa. What do the Rabbanah do with that pasuk? That's a Gemara of Ayin Vav, Rabbosai. Turn to Ayin Vav. I'm giving you a tour of the Masechta. Ayin Vav Amad Aleph. Rava starts off by saying, Ayin Vav Amad Aleph. Rava starts off by saying that these are Los Ischat and Bam, Rabbosai. Los Ischat and Bam applies if the woman is a Goya. With a small Aleph of the Bach. Hanimili Biosin of the Gechavim. Kimi Gairi, when they become converted, there's no Los Ischat and Bam. Hoder Omar Rava. Rava changed his mind. Lav Milsi, the last three lines. Biosin Akum, Les Luchasnus. There's no Los Ischat and Bam when the person is not Jewish, then this guy who is Luchasnus, Fakert, Los Ischat Nebam applies only to a Jewish person who converts from certain nations, from the, you know, the Shiva Umas or the Sinan, and that's what's in Issa Daraisa. Okay? So that's a Machloik, that's a Paskin. The Torah Paskins, like Rava's Maskona, the Siman Tezayin, and the Rambam, Paskin like Rava's Havamina. Okay? So it could be, Rabbi Osai, that again, a third of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is clearly learning that the Isser of Los Ischat Nebam applies when they're Goyim, when one is what we call intermarriage. And Rabbi, the Maskana, the Torah Pasen, says, no, don't do it intermarriage. It's only a problem if they're both Jewish. Just that one is a Nasin, that's what Los Ischat Nebam. We'll get to Ayin Vav later. I just want to give you this. That's what I want to suggest. These are Chidushim, the Floyim. And that's one more point, and then we'll stop. And I'll try to get this in. I have 5 minutes to try to finish this. We mentioned before the svara, you have it in front of you, Rachmona Afkar Elazare. When I saw that svara, Rabbi Osai, of Rachmona Afkar Elazare, it bothered me. Because at first glance, Rabbi Osai, Rachmona Afkar Elazare, that's a case that there's no relationship between a non-Jewish man and the child from a Jew, or a Jewish man and the child from a Goya. We saw it on Tzadik Ches, saw yesterday. If he man lives with a Goya and she converts while she's pregnant, Rachman HaKazari, Zir Masusim, Zir Masum. There's no connection. That's what we spoke about. But what about, in this kind of a circumstance, why should we say Rachman after the Zare? What did we see before in the Ra'o? That the child is puzzled, since the mother is puzzled, the child is puzzled. The mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. Who cares? Rachman after the Zare. What's going on? How do you understand this? How do you understand the svara of Rachmana after the Zare to refute the Ra'ah? Now, if you want to refute him from Gemaras, fine. You want to refute him from svara? Rachman after the Zare? How does that work? How does that work? I had to find the final chiddush for today. Rabbi Chanan said, pshat, in the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says on Ksubas Av Gimel, he quotes our Gemara Tzadiches, where the Gemara says, Rachmana Afkar Elazari. And for this reason, he says, a crazy story. A guy lives with a Jewish woman who's married to somebody else, and then her husband dies and he converts, he's allowed to marry her. How can it be? Rachmana Afkar Elazari. What does that mean? What's the connection? So Rabbi Chanan, you see, Bias Goy is not considered to be a bia. And then he goes on to say, Afal became asses to a husband, because he only had a bia. And that's his comparison to Shachuf. So I read it in Shiri 2 days ago. That's exactly what Rabbi Chanan says. Listen carefully. If that's the case, if that's pshat, in Rachman Afka Lazare, could be a pshat like this. Listen to this. So, the Ritva says, like this. That's pshat. That's pshat in this din that she is puzzle and the daughter is not. How can it be? The answer is, Akum had bia with the woman. It's not a bia. A Rabbeinu Tam-esque. It's not even called a bia. No, it's not a bia. How can the child be puzzle? How's the mother puzzle? A separate din. Same as Meshamish Mace. Nothing happened. Ava Pikain, according to that day, Rabbi Chana's explanation, possible. Noshim is Solos. Nothing happened. Ava Pikain, possible. Nivel Lagoi, nothing happened, quote unquote. Nothing happened. Ava Pikain is a special Issa. That Issa is limited to the woman herself. Does not apply to any child. That's Pshat. That's in the logic of the Ritva to deflect the logic of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah himself says no. No. The Ra'ah says, from that very Svara, if she's, like Meshachach, Meir Simcha, if she's single, and the Bia's Goy is not called a Bia, she's not puzzled to a Kohen either. Either. It's interesting. The Ritva didn't like this, because the Ritva, I have to say, probably assumed that his Rebbe was Matir, even Eshes Ish. How do you know? Because he goes back and forth with Yanai. Yanai, right? Yanai HaMelech. What's the case of Yanai? Was it Eshes Ish or Pnuya? We don't know. Could have very easily been an Eshes Ish. Right? So what are you asking Akasha from Yanai? Just say, Yanai is an Eshes Ish, and the Rebbe is Modem Eshes Ish. Who asked Akasha? Rabbi Simcha, himself. Asked Akasha. If I'm right, so what's the Ritva want from Yanai? Just say, it's the case of Eshes Ish. The answer is, the Ritva didn't understand that way. The Ritva understood that the Rebbe was Matir even in the case of Pnuya. And that's why he jumps on him. But once you assume not that way, we can suggest this Nakuda. Pnuya Shnivel Lagoi. What are we going to say? Pnuya Shnivel Lagoi. We're going to say there's no Issa of the Kohen because nothing happened. Afka Azariah, not in the sense that there's no connection between the parent and the child. Like I made a time speak. And I found in the footnote 18 here in the Ritva here in Masech Yevamos and Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, he quotes a Yam Shel Shlomo, Siman Lamed Ches, that connects the expression of the Ritva that we just read, Rachmon Afka Azariah, with the Rabbeinu Tam. I think he even said it on his own, the impression, the footnote conveyed the impression. He didn't even have a Ritva. He figured it on his own, from that Rabbi Natam to this Nakuda. Again, do me a favor, put the Yam Shalom on my desk tomorrow, we'll look it up together. Okay? So if you need it tomorrow, I'll bring you in the Rabbi Meir Simcha also inside with the Yam Shalom. But tomorrow we're starting new in Yonim. Totally new sugars, the sugars of Kuru and the